Here we go. Yes. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the second to last hour you're listening to before Friday and the second to last hour before the dorms even close. Hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Good luck on finals. We have guests in the station. We'll ID the song in a sec, but we'll ID these beautiful people first. Whoever wants to start on either side can go.
Nose goes.
Sure. All right. I'm DJ Remedy.
Okay.
Do you want more of an introduction than that?
We can do a night, I guess.
Sure. I hope that you're having a wonderful night, whoever you are out there.
Sure. Okay. That's good. I'll do an icebreaker. What would you want as an impractical pet if you could have any pet?
If I could have any pet?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked. Wooper from Pokemon.
Okay, that's very good. Okay, next up.
Okay, I am DJ Jedi. Funny thing, I was talking about this earlier tonight, and I would absolutely want a Microraptor, which is like this tiny cat-sized fluffy dinosaur. And I want one all the time.
So good.
I'm David, and for an impractical pet, I don't know, maybe a small Terminator.
Like a person? Like a tiny robot?
Yeah, like a tiny humanoid robot.
Does it look like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, it looks like the skinless Terminators, the one with the scary teeth.
A Terminiator.
Sure.
Oh, the
Terminator without the peel.
Boneless.
Skinless Terminator.
Boneless.
Mic check. I'm King Suck. And
yeah, you are.
As a pet, so I don't know what the name of this thing is, but Rick Riordan, like the Greek fantasy novels he wrote, there was
the Percy Jackson guy?
Yeah. There was this one cat that the main character found in the underworld, which was like really small but could transform into like a big ass cat and kill like
a big boy cat. You're not supposed to swear on the air.
I forgot.
It's all right.
A really big cat. It can hurt people and protect people. Here's Patrick.
I'm proud of you.
Patrick. Thanks, Dan. I don't know. Guess
me.
Yeah, I'd own Jen.
Oh no. Oh.
Uh-oh. I'm impractical.
This reminds me of a thing I shouldn't talk about.
I don't know about that one. Do you want
me to pick something else?
Do you want to play some music?
Yeah. This has gone terribly. Okay, I'm going to ID this song. You're just listening to Breathing Underwater by Metric. It's the metric of the week. This would be the 5th album they've ever released in 2012. First concert I ever been to on their Synthetica tour. It was great. My dad's coworkers took me because my parents couldn't take me.
Rose, how many times have you played a metric of the week? How many weeks is this?
Every time.
Well, yeah, but like how many weeks is that?
That's a great question. At least 89, and I know there's stuff missing.
What is the first metric of the week that you ever played? Do you remember?
It has to be from Fantasies. I would bet money on that. What are you doing over there?
What did that say?
Nothing. We're good.
We're all good. Everything is fine.
Can you kick him out?
I can, actually. And I just... All right. Kill me. Okay, so we have a lot of music. We have music from these delightful people over here.
Delightful is a strong word.
Delightful people and King Suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're off to a great start.
Regicide is not off the table.
Oh, for King. Oh, because he's King.
Oh, gosh.
For a second, I thought that we were just thinking about treason.
Well, we don't have a king.
That's true. Not yet.
What? No. I like my constitution, the representational democracy, if I can get it.
I don't know, Riz, this is a pretty hot take.
Let's play music before this goes south.
All right, enjoy the music.
Psycho, got violent eyes. I'll make it rain down electric skies. I tell you secrets, I tell you lies. You think I'm broken on the inside. I need to breathe in and then breathe out. Punch through the window.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed the last core of songs. The first two, I'll get through because those were my requests. First one was Win by Nasty Cherry. This was coming from their first EP. This was the four girl alt punk band. Not punk. It's not punk. Designed by Charlie XCX. You can also see their reality show on Netflix, which is A Time and a Half. The guitarist is from pretty legendary indie band Kitten. It's still a great song, so there you go. And then Ride or Die by Nightfire. I don't have anything to say about it, but I like the song. First one was Blue's Choice of the requests. Why don't you ID that one?
That was Cabinet Man by Neil Cesariga, which is probably my favorite song of his.
Favorite serious song.
Favorite song, probably, period. We have one of our fellow hosts up here throwing his arms up in despair.
I can't believe that beats out Imagine All-Star People.
I've heard Imagine All-Star People so many times and I didn't expect Imagine All-Star People. Yeah. But that one's my favorite. Whose turn is it next to introduce the song?
Who did Floorcorn?
It was me, but it's really David's suggestion.
You know what? Fair.
Rose, why do you say it isn't punk? Win, that is.
Oh, it's not. I don't think it is. I think Win, there are two things that I think probably go into it. Maybe one historical and maybe one just stylistically. I would say it's probably closer to alt. Honestly,
what would you say the difference is?
Do we have to say that Floorcorn was by Neil Cesariga just to complete that?
Yes, please. Yes. Which album is it? The third or fourth one?
There's only three, so it was from the third one.
Oh, then yeah, it can't be the mysterious fourth one. I don't think. Also, on side note, Win is not. I don't think it's very raw enough. I think probably
like,
I associate.
It's too polished.
It's too polished.
Can punk not be polished?
No, I don't think so. I think it just leads into alt. I think once you start really getting into product, like the kind of production mixing this one goes into, I think it reaches outside. And I think also given this is done by like Vroom Vroom Recordings, which is like Charlie XCX's label, as opposed to something like more indie like Black Flag or like say, Primus. I don't think that it counts the same way. I think Sex Pistols might be a good counterexample, but I would need to learn more
about their
recording history. It's still very good. I have a very big crush on the lead singer. She's very good. Other than that, do you guys want to do a PSA?
Yes. Okay, so this is probably my favorite PSA out of this binder. It's also a forbidden PSA because Tolstoy wouldn't let me read it the past few weeks. I guess
very
last
seasonal
week.
Too.
Yes.
Oh, so seasonal.
Okay, here we go. May is National Bike Month. May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week.
So fun fact that doesn't
drive
have
your bike to work like the vehicle it is.
Yeah.
My workplace is an hour and 15 minutes drive away. Can I still have a bike to work?
Yes, you must,
yes,
in
every,
fact.
Every week is Bike to Work Week. It doesn't even have to be May, National Bike Month.
See, also fun fact, that has no kill on it. So this can be read at any time a year.
This should be read at any time.
Second fun fact, it doesn't actually have no kill on it. It's just blank.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say kill, so I guess that means no kill.
Right. Exactly. I will say, This is coming from a person who's who, like, I can say I know how to bike, but I don't, I can't bike. So cars, being having a car is very liberating. Bikes scare me. Like, they just scare me.
Do you want to go into
that? I did get, like, my bike hit by a car at an intersection around here. It wasn't very hard, and it wasn't, like, particularly scary, but it was still obnoxious, and it bent my the spokes on my wheel.
See, I'm so afraid of doing that.
Were you on the bike?
I was on the bike. Yeah, I managed to scoot by the car, and it didn't hit me, but it hit my rear wheel of the bike because I was at an intersection, and there was a, like, a truck... Like the kind, like a not like the size of like a 16-wheeler, but like UPS truck size.
Yeah.
At the intersection, then there was just a car, and they neither of them were moving or giving any indication of where they were going. And I sat there for a good like 3 seconds waiting for one of them to do something, and I thought they were waiting for me. So I started to go, and then the person in the car started to drive, and they knocked my bike over. And I mean, we were all going like maybe like 3 miles an hour, so nothing happened. I just hopped off the bike before it fell over.
Yeah.
And just kind of picked it up and kept going and just shrugged. But I knew the person in the car, which was the weirdest part.
Really?
So I just made a very awkward eye contact and then continued to my dorm and was grumpy because then my brakes didn't work. Well, they worked a little too well because the spoke was bent, so the brake was always like compressing on it. And so getting up hills became impossible.
Right.
Did you ever confront the person about it?
No, I didn't. It was not worth it. And I'm a big old wimp.
So yeah, that's what I'm always afraid. I think bikes are, I of course they're good for the environment. I'm not saying like any of like, all of the, there are definitely great things. I'm just always really afraid of hurting other bikes. Like I give like
Wait,
a lot.
You're not afraid of getting hurt on a bike. You're afraid of hurting other bikes.
Yes.
Not other riders too, other bikes?
Well, yeah, I'm afraid of hurting other people when I'm in a car.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that you meant you are afraid when you are on a bike that you are going to hurt another
bike.
Be a
good driver.
Oh, I'm afraid of... No, I shouldn't be allowed on a bike on the road. That's not... That's canceled. It's only walking, busing, training, or carring for me.
Training? What are you training for?
Like, on train?
A marathon.
Wait, aren't you actually?
I am.
Yeah, wait, hang on.
Oh yeah, Patrick, how's that going?
All right, we ran 12 miles yesterday.
Oh so. Wow.
That's so good.
And boy, are my arms tired.
Well, my calves are sore. I got a blister, so.
Ooh.
Oof. I'm a real sad boy.
Aw. Sad boy hours?
Sad boy hours?
I have a sad boy request to mention after this. After.
Yes, once the music starts. Yeah. I love sad boy music. I listen to a lot of it on my own. Makes me feel things.
Same. It's cathartic.
Isn't it? Also.
Catharsis isn't proven to actually psychologically do anything.
Okay, like that's fair. But at the same time.
Catharsis.
Yeah. No, but it feels nice.
In the moment.
In the moment. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's not like a good.
Yeah, it's like cocaine.
Now,
what?
Hang on.
No, hang on.
That's not a bad word.
Real cocaine hours.
No, that's
real
canceled.
Sad boy hours. No, I think that's
what's the difference.
A lot. Did you say
frat boy?
Sad boy.
Oh, I heard frat boy.
Real,
and I'm like,
fill
like
both
real
of those.
Frat boy hours.
A sad frat boy, if you will.
Oh, give them a hug.
No,
give your look.
Don't touch me.
God. Okay, before I forget, also, right now the WMFO donations drive still is going on, by the way. This will be running until December 17th. Here's how you can go. You can go to WMFO.org. You click on the donate tab, then you fill out that donations drive Google form that it so takes you to. Follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make the monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do. $5 will get you a sticker. I think $10 gets you a pin. And $30 is our shirt level. $40 is a mug. And I think $100 can get you customized station ID.
Rose, I only have $2.80. What can I get for that?
I have $3.
So if you guys combine your donation and donate, you can get a sticker. I don't know how you want to split it, though.
What about your love and gratitude?
Yes, that'll absolutely, yeah.
That's the $50 on Mondays, too. Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Like,
wait, what?
I know one thing you can't get with $2.80. You don't have enough money for chicken nugget.
You know what that means.
I don't have money for chicken nugget.
I get it on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What are you splitting?
The sticker.
Oh, fair. Yeah.
We're doing a timeshare on it.
Oh, as it'll rise astronomically in value over time.
Will it, though?
Probably not. Maybe not.
We make no guarantees.
I can't make a guarantee on that.
Rose, what's your least favorite anime?
Oh, gosh.
Where did that come from?
I was just thinking about questions to ask Rose. I'm genuinely, like, interested.
Wait, I need to make sure I get the correct. So there's a couple. Some that are I hate on a moral level, and some that I just hate on a production level, and some that are both.
Who's comedy special?
What?
It's my least favorite anime.
Wait, what did you say?
Amy Schumer's comedy special.
I think I watched that on Netflix.
Oh, really? How was it?
I can't remember anything from
anime.
It.
Tell you that much.
I feel like as an anime, Cory in the House is overhyped.
Yeah, actually, you're probably right.
I haven't watched enough of it to make that opinion.
Okay, there's only a couple
have you
ones
up a
I
list
have.
List of every anime.
What?
Have you pulled up a list of every anime?
That I've watched? It's always it's a pinned tab on my computer, so I always have it.
So, Patrick, it's a list of every anime that Rose has ever watched, so yes, it's a list of all anime.
No, wait, hang on. No, that's not true. Okay, I probably... The one that I could talk about on radio, because a lot of the ones that I have as ones, I don't know if I can talk about.
Of course, naturally, yeah. The ones that you can talk about are going to be better.
Yeah, I think it's a tie between Pupa and Tenku. This is what's one called Tengu Daizai Skelter Plus Heaven.
Wait, Skeletor's in an anime now?
I wish. That actually would have made the show much better, actually.
Yeah.
That was just Waluigi.
Hey.
That's what Skeletor sounds like.
Yeah.
He's Waluigi with a little bit more flair. Waluigi goes, wah. Skeletor goes,
That's
adds
enough.
More syllables.
Oh, okay. That.
Sorry.
Actually, that is a fair point.
So
I've never actually thought
about
it.
Waluigi was crying and he was going like, wah. Then that would sort of be closer.
That would be closer, yeah.
Why would you make Waluigi cry, though?
He's already not in Smash. Do you think he's not crying enough?
It's an assist trophy.
That's true. And he's been an assist trophy for
he's
a while.
He's a good assist trophy.
I feel
too.
Like he's pretty content with his lot as an assist
How
trophy.
How would we know if he's a good assist trophy when
we
a certain
never
someone never allows us to play with them?
I mean, you still have the game knowledge if you're not a scrub.
No, what you do is you go home, you play with your younger sister who is bad at the game, and then we say, okay, we'll make it fair, and we turn on items, and she says, yes, this is fair now.
This actually becomes like an interesting like debate whenever like so
item manipulation is an important skill to learn in Smash.
Yeah. I'd say so. We do have this contention every time we play Smash when I come not here because it seems to be a complete decision that we are never going to use items. But when I come home, like it does become a debate because all the friends who don't really play Smash all that often and die in a minute and a half want items, and all the people who want to flex don't. So,
like the people who don't understand economics want a certain system, and the people who do understand it want another system.
We can't have this. We can't have this.
State which is which.
No.
We can't.
We can't have this.
Okay, back to your least favorite animes, because I want to know why.
What is Pupa?
Oh, so this is terrible. It's a terrible, terrible show. And also went through a lot of production problems to make it the terrible show it is.
Did they turn items on?
You know what?
Just say yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay, we've done a joke. Okay.
We've done it. So, this is gross. I'm going to say, CW now, it's a little gross. I'm going to try to skirt over the grossest parts. So there's a bunch of things wrong with it. It started off as actually kind of a cult classic psychological horror manga that actually did have like a pretty good following. And it got greenlit and then delayed. And it was going to be like a full 30-minute episode show. It was like psychological horror. And then for whatever reason, it got delayed 8 months, which is really irregular. And then shortened down to 3 minutes per episode for the same amount of episodes.
Oh, no. Yes. They've cut out 90% of the content.
Do you think they just forgot a zero when they were sending it like to the people finalizing the time?
Oh, gosh. I wish. And so this is terrible, but okay, this is what the show is. There is a, I hate this. There's an older brother.
Liz, you don't have to talk about it.
I hate this, but I'm doing it anyway. I'm this far in. Older brother, younger sister. The younger sister becomes, they both see this red butterfly, and now for whatever hecking reason, no one explains why, she becomes a monster that has to eat human flesh, and then he's like, then every time he gets, like, hurt, he gets immediately healed. So it becomes this cycle of, like, she's like, I don't want to eat other people, and he's like, well, I'm gonna get restored. So they like, so she eats him, and this happens like every episode. So I had to mute the like episode because it's disgusting.
What's the point of
this? I was gonna say, this doesn't seem like it has much plot outside of the like first premise.
So
it sounds like a writer who
there's like a one
dream.
Mysterious organization.
Yeah, I can't say this on radio, so that's the only reason Jen is protected from her curse.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, that thing you. The thing you don't want to hear.
Let's not think about that right now, because I'm thinking of it. So they're also
So Rose.
Yes.
This could sustain one episode of like the main conflict is she needs to eat him.
Yeah.
Now, next episode, what is different? What changes?
So what they do, because they realize they have no time. They also get into the fact that like they're from like it's basically those two out in the world because their parents are like very abusive. Like one's out of the picture or dead, and then one is like abusive. So it's just them in the world. And then also there's this organization that they never get into because they don't have time. That are like, oh, we gotta like track the sister down. And he's like, no.
Why don't they just eat the abusive parent?
So that's a good question. I can't remember much of it. I watched it with my...
I don't know.
To being eaten?
I mean, you can consent to that, can't you?
I mean, the manga did.
I guess.
It's not good. No, none of this is good. Allegedly, the manga itself is like... gets more in... like had like has more to say about like... relationships and like... you know, toxic cycles, but I don't know. They didn't have a great, they didn't really have any plot that I can remember. It's been, I watched it in like my sophomore year of high school anyway, but I still remember some of it. Also, side note, Also, for all the like the screwed up gore fans that just wanted to like, I don't know, like they complained because a lot of it was censored. For obvious reasons in the TV broadcast. So it would just be really uncomfortable sound design to black shadows for about a minute and a half. So
of a 3-minute episode.
Yes.
That's half the time.
Yes.
Quick maths.
So no one was happy about this show. It's still one of the most famous worst anime you could ever watch. Like, if you just really want to have a bad time, just go, like, pop that in. You'll have your worst 36 minutes you've ever had.
They had 12 episodes?
Or was it 13? Hang on.
It sounds like they had enough content for two tops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, 12 episodes. And there maybe was more. I forgot.
I'm looking at images. This is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Wait,
it's super disgusting.
See? I know that this is an audio format, and so this may or may not be...
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, no.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
No.
No. Goodness gracious. Yeah, I don't even... What are you seeing? I don't even want to know, do I?
No. No. We're seeing pictures of the anime.
And it's not a good one.
Yeah, it's a terrible show.
Rose, what's your favorite that you've seen recently?
Favorites? Oh, Demon Girl Next Door. Actually.
Aw, that's really sweet.
We talked about this last week, didn't we? I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Did we?
I don't know if anyone
knew me. I'll describe it because I actually really do adore this show. And I feel like I resonate with the main character a lot. But basically, so this girl wakes up one day and she finds out that she was descended from an ancient, like, dark bloodline of demons, and like her ancestors like, okay, you need to go and defeat a magical girl to break your family from this curse. Basically, the curse is that they have to live on $400 a month, and every time it's called the low budget curse. So it's like they're not homeless, but they're like always everything is like, you know, coupon cutting.
We'd be homeless.
Like no, like they're.
So as inflation occurs, do they slowly get poorer and poorer?
So I think that it's just been because this has been a long line of this. I think it gets adjusted to inflation of just being at that same level.
Oh, and I thought that this was originally a blessing that it's like you get $400 a month, and they're like. That's infinite money. And then as inflation catches up, they're just like, oh, no.
No, that would actually be really funny, too. And every time they try to get money or, like, they try to earn more money, it always, accidentally just, you know, gets lost. And so she's like, okay, I want to help my family. I got to go, like, defeat a magical girl. And, you know, she meets one. Turns out there's one protecting the town, and she's super powerful. Like, they're like, for the first episode, she's like, I'm gonna challenge you to a battle. And, like, she, like, is like, you can't even, like, lift a pound on your own. And this set becomes, like, a, like, repeating gag over time. And it turns out they then just...
fall in love.
Basically.
What? Yes.
So, not real. That's not perfectly that, but look, they basically start actually becoming friends.
Oh, was this the comic that you showed me?
Yes.
That's adorable. Yeah. I love this.
Yeah, they basically start becoming friends because the demon girl is like her and the magical girl like start like hanging out more, and the magical girl is like, you're never gonna defeat me like this, so I'm gonna start training you. And so they like and it turns out the demon girl is awful athletically, like can't run, can't lift weights, is really clumsy, but she's earnest and she's ready to work hard and help her family. And they become really good friends, and it's just a really cute slice of life show.
Could the magical girl have just like anime?
Wait, how many listeners do we have now?
Let's see. How many have dropped off?
If it's less than 16, I'm gonna laugh.
So Rose,
yeah,
16.
Could the magical girl just say, "Oh no,
we have more.
You've defeated
what?
Me.
No. How many?
And just like pretend to 17? Be defeated to break the curse.
They actually would have to like 40. Actually like.
Does she have to like
die?
Murder this
yes.
magical girl?
Oh man,
not murder, murder. And so here's
how about that music?
Light spoilers. God. Light spoilers for the middle of the show. They just have. Like,
spoilers.
Do you want them?
Maybe I'll watch the show at some point, and maybe our listeners will, and they can't tell us. No, no,
no.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah,
I'll be
the listener. No, don't tell me about this anime.
Yo, call in if you don't like anime.
No, actually, yes, please
call
do.
In if you love anime.
Call in.
Call in.
855-915-9636. That hopefully our phone lines are back. We've been having issues lately.
I can test it out. See if
I tried
work.
Calling the other night and it didn't.
No, yeah, I found out.
Should we put on more music?
We probably. Should.
Yeah, probably.
We have one more because we want to get through. You need yours and you need yours.
And I need mine.
You need yours. Oh dear. We'll make this
you
work.
You can cut me out.
We'll make this work. We're gonna get some more music. Check out The Demon Girl Next Door. It's a beautiful show, and don't watch Pupa. Have fun.
Into the sunset, six souls slipping, wheels falling off cause the light's so vivid. Fucking with the force, see it like cold fish. You can fly the torch and my mind go missing. We've been riding course, you can have that too. Just pack a skateboard gang and we can bang that loot. Fuck a mission, baby, this the cause of collision. Baby, this your vision.
Freezing cold in ancient 9 years old.
You're the cold maze, say one. Freezing cold in ancient 9 years old. All right.
When I stand in the shoes and I will hold build the scene, then I hurry and maybe get the color boss dying. Begin to call, baby, just stay yet, little Joe. When I stay in the shoes, and I will hold build the scene, then I hurry, maybe get the color boss dying. When it's the same, man, it's gonna call me a steam. You don't have a charm, and I'm a judge of God, baby, it's a sham. You don't come and not choose, not right, but not sure, hope, hope, just get along the club, no fine. Stand, light the shoes and go, my man. You've been costing them out, it's called the Raider Girls.
Here we go. Okay, I hope you guys enjoy the last four songs. Patrick, do you want to go first?
Yeah, the first one was Caviar Dreams by Fat and Owlbear. I believe it's a South African-based group.
Nice.
Cool stuff.
There's some cool stuff. The next one.
Okay, so that was my request, but Jen's going to pronounce the title.
Yeah.
The title of the song is Prison Call in Ancient Ein Chusel.
Okay, and that's by Adriano Celentano. And the story is, he's an Italian artist who doesn't speak any English. But, so he wrote that song to sound like English.
Yes, because his production heads, it was a really big thing to have Italian artists singing in English. There was this big, like, fad. But he was like, I don't understand any of the words that I would be saying. And they're like, well, you should just say them anyways. And he's like, no, you know what? I'm going to write a song for, like, what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Came up with that one. And it got pretty high on the charts, if I remember my history of this
so
song.
So it's not in, like, any actual, like,
language? No.
It's
it just
cool.
sounds
yeah.
like English.
You know, I kind of love that a lot. You know, weirdly enough, there's like this really cool thing that a music magazine did where they tracked the number one song according to YouTube across like every country, and a lot of like places like still had like English songs where even if the like native language wasn't English, or sometimes there would be spillover. Like in like the reason why I found out about one of like my favorite Russian pop bands was because it was like the number one like Ukraine and
Rose,
Russia.
Rose, what is one of your number one favorite Russian pop bands?
I'm so happy you asked. Vremya i Steklo. It's a pop duo. They came out with a single last year called, no, maybe 2 years ago. I don't know what time is anymore, but Troll.
That's a weird title. I don't know what time is anymore. It came out maybe a year. Oh, no, two no. years ago.
Yeah, the song's called Troll, but it's just basically, it's the Europop I've always wanted and never knew how to look for it. Iova is another good one, too.
Are you excited for the sequel, Troll 2?
No.
I am.
Of course you are.
I want to watch that.
There's a great, actually, side note, there's an awesome documentary about Troll 2, like, that, like, tracks, like, it's from its production to, like, the cult following surrounding it because it's seen as like one of the worst movies of all time.
That sounds interesting, but I would want to watch the movie first.
Yes. I saw the last 25 minutes.
They're going to eat her, and then they're going to eat me. Oh my God.
Quick reminder before we forget, you guys have been listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the twilight of the hour. Finals are coming up. I wish everyone luck. That's actually, I forgot, that's the reason why I put Win by Nasty Cherry up there. Please win on your finals. Be good to yourself. Get good sleep. Don't. This too shall pass, and you will too. And good luck.
Whether you pass your test or pass away, you will pass.
That's what I thought you meant. I thought you meant we were
going to
die.
No!
This too shall pass, and you too shall pass. Your exams. Your exams.
Your exams. Please, do not. No.
Don't die, as I wrote on my last Orgo exam. Don't die.
Yes, exactly. Please don't die.
Just remember, will this still be a problem in a few trillion years when entropy inevitably and irreversibly consumes the universe? Probably not.
I like the probably. That's some positive thinking there.
I guess we won't know.
It depends on if the reaction is favorable.
Got him.
Yeah, what if my problem is the heat death of the universe?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
You won't be able to care because you won't be there.
Oh.
Oh, no.
If you really care, do absolutely nothing and you'll prolong the life of the universe.
Ah. That's not advice. Don't do absolutely nothing.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. We can't promote nihilism.
No nihilism here. I'm going to end on DJ Remedy's pick.
Yeah, yes. It's Little Root Town from Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
This is actually a very great soundtrack.
As in Pokemon.
Soundtrack.
I feel like you should specify
as
that.
As from Pokemon.
Yeah.
I always forget that's something you need to specify. But anyway, DJ's coming in. I'll put this on as a time thing. Have a wonderful week, everyone. I'll see you later.